Hey, this is the Phantom Mondo and my favourite film. Well, it's funny. It has a romance in there. It has drama, nuclear, well, not exactly nuclear weapons, although that's what the terrorists want. It has all this and I can watch it again and again and again. And it's a very simple film and it's a popular film for a lot of people. And it simply is Back to the Future. The very first one. The idea they used the DeLorean. The DeLorean, for those of you who don't know what a DeLorean looks like, it looks space age before its day. It really did look space age. However, it was an awful car. It looked fantastic, but it was an awful car. It didn't have any doors as such. You actually lifted up almost half the body of the car to climb in. Now, the problem with that is, when they were showing them up in the showrooms, when they first started launching them, the catch was catching and not releasing. So these people were trapped in these cars for hours and hours on end because there's only the one way out, and that is you've got to lift up, well, almost half the car to get out. But it looked amazing, but the fact it was a dodgy car, and the doctor in this particular film decides, that's Dr. Brown, decides to make a time machine out of a DeLorean, that in itself is comedy. It's classic comedy. The DeLorean, true to its word, keeps playing up. It won't always start. But this DeLorean uses plutonium. It uses nuclear power because it needs to sort of generate 21 gigawatts to be able to make the flux capacitor work. You see, I've watched it a few times. Now, if this was a science lesson, I'd pass. If we're talking science, I haven't got a clue. Just shows you, make it interesting, I can learn. So they go back to 1955, and Marty, who's the main character, meets his mum and dad, but they are the same age as he is. They're like 17, 18. Only the dad's this really wimpy guy, and the mum's, well, she's a bit of a tart. And the mum in his life, that's when she's like the age that she should be as a mother in 1985, is sort of all prim and proper. And the dad is quite sort of, you know, well, he gets picked on and bullied. But you can see why, because he's such a weak young guy. However, there is a moment, and this does not spoil the film for anyone who's not seen it before, where Marty encourages his dad to pick a fight on one of the bullies, and the dad does. And he actually hits this bully and knocks him out, which then gives the dad confidence. So in the future, that being 1985, he is now this confident guy. So history has been changed. So every action can change history. And Marty somehow has managed to make it that his mum and dad don't meet. And if they don't meet, they don't make love, he don't get born. So he's got to get them back together. It's a brilliant, brilliant film. And for those of you who've never seen it before, you don't have to be into sci-fi to enjoy the film. It's an absolute classic. It's got it all. And yeah, it's my all-time favourite film. Back to the Future 2 was okay. Some people struggled with Back to the Future 2, but I quite like that kind of thing. So it wasn't that let it down. It just didn't quite do it for me. Back to the Future 3, again, another great film. I will speak to you all soon and have a great day.